Okay, good morning. We are starting today, Aver Min HaChai. We're doing Siman Samech Bet. And so let's start right away. Let's start with Aleph. Si'if Aleph. Aver Min HaChai. Aser Bebehema Chaya V'Of. So we're all familiar with the phrase, Aver Min HaChai. The animal is still alive, and one severs one of the limbs, and if he wants to eat it, cook it and eat it, whatever it is. Asr, it's 100%, there's an isr, it's a lav, it's a sederaisa, to eat such a part of an animal while the animal's still alive. Even after it's dead, rather. Once it's taken off while it's alive, that item, the aver, is aver min achai. Even if that later on the animal dies. And it's asr bebehema chaya va'of. It's aser by whether it's an animal, any kind of a domesticated, right, or a wild, or even birds. Okay, so just a couple points on this. It's pashut from the Gemara that everyone holds. You got malchus if one eats a kezias of aver min achai. Now, just to step back. Just interesting to point out, nowhere in the Chumash will you find the words Aver Min HaChai. That's Lashon Chazal, it's what we're used to. However, it's learned from a Pasuk. If you look in the Be'er Hagola in Bet, it quotes the Pasuk from Devarim Yud Bet, Kaf Gimel, Lo Tochal HaNefesh Im HaBasar. So that's Aver Min HaChai. And the pasuk writes, "Lo tochal hanefesh im habasar." That's the pasuk that says, "Aver min achai is aser." And if you look, a bit of back and forth to help understand. If you just quickly read the Gemara or the Shulchan Aruch, this mitzvah is a little bit hard. The parameters are a little bit confusing. Just take a peek in the middle of Bet. There's the words Ubasar Basadeh Trefa. That's from Shmot Kaf Bet Lamed. Those are the three words that teach you that Basar Minachai is Asar, and that's also a lav. Two separate lavin. We might think of them as Aver Minachai, both, but really technically there's one lav of Aver Minachai and one lav of Basar min achai, and they're learned from two different psukim. Okay, very far apart from each other. So, at least through the lens of the Rambam and Aruch HaShulchan and some others, you definitely get malchus twice. If, in order to be chai of the lav of Aver min achai, one must eat a piece, it has to be a kazait, and it must be intact, can't be cut into pieces. In other words, well, let me explain. It has to be an intact kazayit of, it doesn't have to be a complete shalim aver, but it does have to be a complete kazayit that includes basar, etzem, and gidin, the blood vessels, the flesh, and bone. If you eat all three items in one bite and they're still all together, they weren't dissected and separated from each other, so then one can be chayav, the lav of Aver Min HaChai. Basar Min HaChai is if you eat the flesh, just the meat itself, and that is, one second. Well, here. And that, so if you eat basar min achai, that's a kazait of the meat. Now, if in one bite, or you could even, if you eat an aver min achai and it has meat in there, enough flesh at the same bite, or probably toch kedei achilas pras, if you have a piece of meat, from that piece, you can be chai of two lavin. Because you ate together the basar, etzem, and gidim, and you had basar. And then you could be chayav too. If you only have, whatever, so that's that. Everyone holds, there's chatzi shir on this one. So even if you eat a tiny little bit, it will be chayav a you won't be chayav a lav malchus, but you'll be chayav a nisa deraisa. That's even if you eat any amount of any of these items. In order to be chayav the lav, I'm assuming it's like any achila, it has to be kedei achilas pras, but there's a special din by Eivor min Achai that you have to have all three items together. Again, I'm not saying everyone would agree with this, but that's certainly... So if you eat one at a time, it'll be chatzi shir, and it will not be a lav of Eivor min Achai. Again, at least that's the Rambam and Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, through the two of them. Then, I just want to point out that for Tamei Mitzvos, Eivor min Achai, probably it's intuitive. The Chinuch, for example, writes that Shechita is to teach us not to be cruel and to have tzarba and to be sensitive to tzarba alechaim. And Eivor min Achai, eating from the animal while it's still alive, is the greatest of cruelty. So that's obviously what it's trying to, the Talmud of the Mitzvah is to teach us not to be cruel. Okay, a little bit more detail. Now, so we said, but the Shach points out, again, it's Davar Pashut from the Poskim, not including Dagim and Chagavim. So there's no Eivor min Achai to eat part of a fish or a whatever the kosher Chagavim are. Okay. So, lobster, I think we call that fish, and it wouldn't be an issue. So here's another halacha. It's also from the Gemara. Tahorim, again, you're not going to see this in the straight Shulchan Aruch, but Tahorim, the halacha of Eivor min Achai only applies to kosher animals. Okay? That's a din clear. However, for goyim, there's a machloket. Here, let me just finish. Here, fine. So we'll say like this. What about, so if it's for non-Jews, for Jews, if it's a tummy animal, okay, it's not kosher. There's a non-starter, but it's if you want to eat it, there's no love of Eivor min Achai. That's what we're learning right now. But what about for non-Jews? So the Bach says it's mutter for non-Jews, but many, including the Shach, say no. The same iser that applies for right. The Shach writes it's aser tame for non-Jews. Okay. So how does that come up? The Taz also says that, I think. No. The Taz agrees that it's not a problem for non-Jews. How is this relevant? Look in the Taz, he talks about lifnei iver. So here it's clear that the Taz and Shach would say, if it's a mutter for you, this is just an interesting side point of lifnei iver, if anything is a mutter for you, but aser for the non-Jew, or aser for the other person, then since... Because it's not a machlokas of I hold it's mutter for everybody and he holds it's aser for everybody. Simple case. We all agree it's mutter for me, aser for you. So is there lifnei ever in such a case? So the Shach and Taz says, yes, there is lifnei ever because for him, we all agree it's aser. If, I think it's intuitive, but if happens to be, if you look in the Pischei Tshuva, he discusses the topic, and he does quote from the Tshuva's Amuna Shmuel, who holds that it's mutter. Since the person himself, it's mutter for him, so he's allowed to give it to someone else. So, right, so there's a whole discussion. Very well. Back and forth. Ayin Sham, it's in the Pischei Tshuva Gimel. Different opinions. We'll leave it at that. Just wanted to throw some interest there. And so that's for Lifnei Iver. But the Bach also holds there's a problem. So anyways, there's what to discuss on that one. As far as I know, it only applies to animals. As far as I know, you're asking for non-Jews as well. As far as I know, and that's what it seems from the Nosei Kalim, it's only for non-Jews. It's only for animals, that was your question. And what else did I want to point out? Okay, we're going to touch upon this. It won't be as clear. Ever mina chai. So it applies to limbs that have bone, blood vessels, and muscle. It also applies to fleshy organs, even if there's no bone whatsoever. So if a person takes an animal, for example, tongue, spleen, kidneys, batium, testicles, the heart, all these items are also going to be ever mina chai. You would, because this item doesn't have an etzem. It's shalim, and it's normal. What's shalim? And let's save that for later. Okay, let's read bet inside. Bet. Aver haporesh minachai. Right? So the aver, the limb, gets removed from the live animal, it's severed. That's asar. Ubasar haporesh minachai, asar mishum, ubasar basadeh, trefa. Okay, so those are the two potential loving. Vafilu haporesh mi'abehema. So listen to this. It gets severed from the animal, but v'adayin hi betocha, but it's still inside. It could be the abdominal cavity. It's just inside the skin of the animal. Didn't leave the animal. It's still inside the animal, right? Okay. Kegon shenechtach mi'atcho o mi'akhayot v'nishara hachaticha betocha asur. So, for example, we know that a spleen or a kidney, it's severed, and those items don't make it into a trefa. We're not going to review. If you look in Nun Hey or Nun Dalet or Samech Dalet, a couple simanim, you see a couple back and forth references. But there are certain organs that if they're missing, it doesn't make it a trefa. So the animal is still kosher. These items got severed, but they're rolling around, they're loose inside the animal, whatever. V'nishara chaticha betucha aser. So these body parts, since they're severed, it's ever minach, you shach the animal, the whole animal is kosher, and then you pull out the tchol and the klayot, you can't eat those two items.
It's not ever minach, it's possible, but so that it's
Shahe. He says the words Aser Ever Minachai. Shechatach Me'abasar. So, if it's a whole organ, if you eat it from an organ that normally has no etzem, it's Ever Minachai. Maybe it's too loving. If you eat, it is too loving. If you take a piece of meat, the Shach adds, and if you were to sever a piece of meat from the animal and leave it inside the animal, right, you don't never take it out, or you take it out, it doesn't matter. You take it out or it's inside. It's a piece of meat, a piece of the arm, all right, just the muscle. Even though it's still inside, that's also an iser of ubasar trefa.
Right, not even.
That's a piece of meat. A meat is basar minacha. It would only be piece of meat would not be Ever Minachai without the Etzim or Gidim. Unless it normally doesn't have. But these organs, since they don't normally have Etzim, I believe the blood, you still need the blood vessels, I believe. Okay, I haven't seen anyone who gets into that detail. No, just a Kazayas. Correct. The whole animal would be a kshera if it is, but those two organs, since they're rolling around, it's aser to eat them midin aver minachai, or both aver minachai and basar minachai. The shechita is not matir, but it's already aver minachai. if it, in the case that it's already been severed before you did the shechita. Right? I don't think it's so common, but if that's the case, okay. I know what the shachad is. He's saying if you take a piece of meat, he's not talking about the tchol and the klayot. Okay, let's go on. Gimel. Ever o basar hamadul dalim. Okay, so now we had completely attached or completely severed. Now we're going to have where it's partially severed. The aver or a piece of meat from the bone, a basar medul dalim. So then, im enu yachol lachzer velichyot, afili im lo piresh mimenu ad la'achar shchita asa. So now the criteria is very simple. It depends if it can heal itself. You expect this severed organ, it's partially severed, but it can strengthen its attachment and it can heal itself. Or it's not going to heal itself. That's the defining factor. Nothing else. Okay. Even if it's still partially attached and it's inside the animal until the shechita is over, aser. It's still aser because it's partially detached and it's not going to heal itself. Now this gimel, this halacha of Sif Gimel, is an Isser Darabanan. An Isser Daraisa, it has to be completely severed. Isser Darabanan is if it's partially severed and it's not going to heal. Right? That's in your Shach Tet, but it's in other places as well. Let's go on. Okay. Yitra ta'omid v'makom she'eno matrif ha'behema mutar la'achlo v'lor minan yeter kenatul dami v'havi ke'ever ha'medul dal. Okay. So the Ramah says, what happens if you have an extra organ? So then it depends. If it's going to make it, if it makes it a trefa, so the whole animal is a trefa, it's a non-starter. But there are some organs where if it's an extra one, so so if there's an extra one, we don't say as if it's not there, and therefore it does not turn it into Eiver Min HaChai. It's pretty, at first, it's intuitive. You open up, you shecht an animal, there's another, it's totally healthy, there's an extra organ. Make sure it doesn't make it a trefa. Sometimes an extra one will make it a trefa. If it doesn't make the whole animal into a trefa, it's 100% kosher. We don't say the principle of, it's as if it's already detached. It's a special, it's a drasha for the Helchas trefa, but it has no bearing on Eiver Min HaChai. It's attached. You can eat it after you shech the animal. No problem. Okay. Aver, and there's no... Right. And there's no minhag against it. Aver ha-nishmat b'makomo, b'makom she'eno matriv ha-behema, mutar la'ochlo af im ein or u'basar chofin rubo, abal minhag la'achmer gam bazeh. So here, the Ramah has another astringency. If a bone, a limb, gets dislocated, it's 100% not severed. We're not talking about severed. It has all of its tendons, ligaments, blood vessels, it's all, but it got pulled out of its socket or just pulled apart from the joint. It's dislocated. So then, also nishbar is not Eiver Min HaChai. That's also in the Taz and others. A broken, fractured limb does not turn it into Eiver Min HaChai. Okay, if it's a trefa or not, that's Hilchos Trefus. It's definitely not Eiver Min HaChai. Now, if it's dislocated, also, it's not severed. It's 100% not Eiver Min HaChai. Midin, there's no Shaila. However, the Ramah, and again, it doesn't matter if it's covered or not covered, it's not severed, and therefore it's 100% kosher. However, because of the Minhag, the Ramah writes it's aser miya minhag because it resembles being partially severed. So that's the minhag became against it. I'll just quote from the Kaf HaChaim. He writes from the Knesset HaGadol that it's mutar lechatchila for Sfardim, and he quotes the Beis David who says it's bedieved, it's mutar even for Ashkenazim. Like, if you cooked with it and it's too late to separate it, It's okay, because it's just a minag lechatchila. Okay, Dalit. No, you're saying it's not a problem. Right, nishmat is a problem. Nishmat is a problem according to the Ramah, but nishbar is 100% not a problem. We can discuss it after. Okay. Dalit, let's finish it. Beitzim, beitzei zachar, shenit lashu. So now you have the male animal, the testicles are, they're severed, but they're still inside, v'adayin hem me'urim b'kisam. But they're still covered up, they're still inside the scrotum, the kis. Eino aser minatara. It's not aser minatara yet, shehere yeshbo miktas chius, because they still have some attachment. I guess blood vessels, something, they're still attached on some level. Lefichach eino masriach, it doesn't become putrid. The afal pi chayim aser leochlo miminag shenagu Yisrael. This is an earlier minag for both Svardim and Ashkenazim, that if the beitzim are severed, except they're still a little bit attached, that's going to be 100% aser miminag shelochlo mipnei shedome leever minachai, because it's similar to ever minachai. The Kaf HaChaim says, for those who are interested, you can give these beitzim to your non-Jewish friend because they don't have this minhag, so that's okay. And if one Aruch HaShulchan just points out, probably it's obvious. One of them is severed and one of them is not, so the one that's severed is aser, for at least for Jews, and the one that's not severed is kosher. And he points out that, just remember, when the halacha of ma'uch v'katut regarding an animal makes it pasul for a korban, but it doesn't make chulin treif. So it's only midin minhag, it's an issue. Okay, and maybe we'll stop. This is it. Yeah, we'll stop here.